The head of Idaho's Department of Juvenile Corrections this week issued a statement saying young people who serve time at the state's detention facility in Nampa are safe. Sharon Herigfeld felt compelled to say that after 13 employees named her in a lawsuit that details alleged problems at the center. Allegations range from unsafe working conditions to sex between juveniles and even improper relationships between inmates and workers. I recently sat down with Rhonda Ledford. It was her idea to sue the state. We meet at a park in Nampa, and we sit in the quietest spot we can find, the dugout of a baseball field. Ledford opens two large binders full of documents she's collected over the past 2 years. She says the papers support some of the claims made in the lawsuit.
The documentation speaks for itself. I can stand up and I can say, hey, there's concerns here. And at some point, somebody's got to pick, okay, who do I listen to?
Ledford is eager to share what's in the stack of papers. She says she's also recorded conversations with some of her supervisors. I ask her why she decided to sue her employer.
To get an injunctive relief, to request a federal investigation and have our leadership restructured. I think it's necessary to the point that a lot of staff have said somebody's going to have to get seriously hurt or killed out here before something changes. And 2 years ago when we had one of the staff get severely injured with brain trauma, things still never changed. They've actually become worse.
How bad are they?
There's staff that have taken, a lot of staff now are taking FMLA, which is the family medical leave. They're calling in sick. They're using all their time. A lot of staff have been going to counseling. Some staff can't sleep at night. A lot of staff are afraid to jump in a restraint because they don't know what weapon a juvenile might have.
Tell me how these problems at your work have affected you personally.
Well, I think last year, the last day I worked before my leave, I walked out of there. I took my phone and I called the director and I said, I have to take a leave. I cannot do this anymore. And I broke down and just bawled. And I spent a lot of time for about a year prior to that, I would start shaking. I would get sick to my stomach. I didn't trust anybody. I was afraid to talk to anybody. I didn't want to do my job because I didn't know what my job was anymore.
How have things changed at your workplace after the lawsuit has been filed?
Well, there was always a division of staff that's become more clear over the years. There's supporters of our director who has, you know, clinical, more of a warm, fuzzy approach to things, which is necessary in some instances. And we all have had to learn to do that. But there was that definite, she says, you know, we're not going to do this. We're going to favor them. We're going to coddle them. This is what we need to do, which has just helped the manipulation. It's helped divide the staff. And ever since this lawsuit, first it wasn't too bad, but there is definitely a very clear division of staff in the facility, which in the type of work we do is not a good thing.
What do you think will have to happen? Change in leadership at the facility for it to improve, or are there other things short of that that will fix these problems?
I think what needs to happen is we have to have a federal investigation because we can't have it on a state level. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of leadership in the state that we trust. It needs to go outside of the state. It needs to have an impartial person come in, not somebody that believes in my side or their side, but somebody that's going to actually get in there and look for what actually has happened. And then after that, the staff that have violated state and federal laws need to be held accountable. We would hold the juveniles accountable. If I did something against the law, I absolutely would be held accountable, and I would hope I would be.
Some people will hear this. They'll hear about the 10 inches of documents here you have in two binders, recording conversations, and they'll say, maybe she's just a troublemaker. This has been on her radar for a long time, and she's just been chomping at the bit to move forward with this. How would you respond to somebody who thinks like that?
I think the easiest way I can respond is to say, why don't you listen to the conversations? Why don't you read through the documentation and give me your thoughts?
You're convinced that if they hear those conversations, read these documents, they'll think the way you do.
Absolutely.
Rhonda Ledford is one of 13 workers at a Nampa juvenile detention facility who are suing the state over the way the center is managed. KBSX has requested comment from both the head of the state juvenile corrections department and the superintendent of the Nampa center. Neither, though, is conducting interviews regarding the lawsuit.